morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have Carl Akers with us, and we're going to talk about the Relay for Life. So good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Well, Carla, you know, just in case somebody doesn't know, we better give them time, date, place.
June 25th, that's a Friday, and at the Atlantic High School football field.
And there have been going on, I've been hearing news about the ones in other counties, you know, so they're kind of spread out across the state, across the nation. Actually, this is I'm not sure international or not, but certainly goes on in a lot of different places. But in Atlantic, for whoever would like to come, it is on Friday, June 24th, coming right up. So, Carla, let's talk about your main assignment, your main duty. Let's start there.
I'm the director of Smart Shop, which is also known as the Educational Tent.
Sounds more fun when you say Smart Shop.
I think so, too. And it got deemed that name quite some time ago. And actually, in Cass County, we're one of the last ones surrounding us, maybe even the state of Iowa, that still has an official Smart Shop.
Well, I would say that's due to a couple things. One is that it's been appreciated that you have people stop by. And two, that somebody locally says, yeah, I can do that. In this case, it happens to be Carla.
That's true. We really work hard at trying to educate our participants and having resources available there for them, because we have different stages of people. Some have not been diagnosed yet. Some have just newly been diagnosed. Some have just been a survivor a few months, and some 50 years.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing when you hear those year times. And then there's all the people who are the friends and the family and all the other interested folks who have not had cancer, who will never have cancer, but everybody knows somebody.
Yes, and often the caregivers and the loved ones are the ones that are very interested in knowing more. How can they best be a benefit to their person that they know that has cancer? And how can they maybe look ahead to the future and know what they should be doing as a preventative measure?
And I think we're learning more and more about prevention as well as treatment. So that's part of what Relay for Life is all about.
That's true. And it's a social event, actually, too. It's a great time. I've seen some people get together and they really only see each other at Relay, because this does cover Cass County. And it's just a fun event to be able to get together and celebrate, maybe even cry a little bit over people that you've missed or lost. And it's a wide gamut of things to a lot of different people.
But like you say, mostly celebration, and that can be celebration of life from the past or celebration right now and looking ahead. Yeah, mostly fun and celebration. It's gotten to be just sort of like I'm not sure I'd call it a circus atmosphere, but, you know, there's so many things going on.
Yeah, this year we did something a little bit different. We've done door prize drawings before, and we kind of struggled with that because we feel like our merchants donate those items to Relay, and sometimes we would miss people. We'd call their name and they couldn't hear us, or they'd already be gone and we'd have prizes, and sometimes it was difficult to get a hold of them afterward. So I actually went to American Cancer Society Roundtable event, and this was people from different parts of the state of Iowa, and they shared ideas, and I picked up this idea of Relay Bucks. So this year, we do have some awesome prizes donated by merchants locally, but they will be doled out through Relay Bucks.
Oh, and Relay Bucks are?
Relay Bucks are fake dollars that they have been able to earn all along, the team captains mostly, by doing certain things. For instance, if they signed up online, they got so many bucks. If they had survivors on their team, they got so many bucks. If they actually did a fundraiser, they got Relay Bucks. So bank night, we will figure up all that amount that the different team captains get, and then we will have runners that will go out the night of Relay and give them their Relay Bucks or voucher of some kind, and they'll be able to shop in the smart shop tent for those items that we'll have on display. Now, there's kind of a trick to that, because there'll be a certain time that will say, now's the time you can come spend your bucks, which I think we decided like 7 to 8 or something like that. And before that, the items will be on display, so we want people to come into the tent and look those things over, see what we have, and they can then go back to their campsite and decide, now, do I want to keep these bucks all for me, or do I want to dole them out to my team members who have helped raise the funds? So it's something a little different, and I'm sure we'll have bugs to work out, but that's how it's going to work, and we have some awesome prizes.
Very good, because we have lots of those business people and others who say, this is important, so I want to support this. And, you know, I guess it's important to always kind of be looking for something new and different to keep people interested. So it's, oh, well, I've been there, done that. We don't want that to happen. So, you know, what are, besides those prizes, what else are people going to see in the Smart Shop?
Well, we will have our woman's department through public health, which is called breast and cervical, and that is a service that we offer through public service, and she will be there with information about her program. But we will also have necklaces in a bag that you can make yourself. It'll have all the supplies for that, and they're different size beads that represent the different size lumps that one might find. And it's kind of shocking to see those, so it makes it more visual, and it also gives you a good idea of what really am I looking for. So it's kind of a fun thing, but it'll be a tool to educate. Besides her great information she'll have about her program.
So somebody, you know, sometimes I wonder who lays around at night. They probably wake up in the middle of the night and go, aha, this is something we could do, and then everybody kind of gets to be a part of it. So that's one of the things that will be there. But I know, I'm guessing, Carla, because you've been so involved with smoking and getting over smoking and the problems with tobacco, you're going to have something too.
I am. I really struggle with trying to make things fresh and new and the latest information that's out, because the tobacco companies morph their self. They're kind of like the black chameleon that nobody wants to see, you know, and raises its ugly head. They have a whole new line of nicotine products because of the Smoke-Free Air Act and such as that. And some of these are really dangerous. And they still, the nicotine, which is very addictive, is not healthy. And so I am planning to have some information about the newest nicotine products out on the market. Now, we don't have a lot of them yet here because we have some watchdogs that kind of look for those things in our stores, but they're on their way.
Sad to say, they're on their way. But so we need to be watching about that, because I'm thinking, you know, somebody will say, well, have you tried this and this? And they don't even think about that it's the nicotine and getting hooked. It's just like kind of the new thing they want to do. So good thing to know that. What else?
We will have our healthy snacks like we normally do, and some information about eating healthy, because that's a big part of staying healthy and recuperation also. And then this year, our American Cancer Society representative, Jenny Smith, will be there giving out information about American Cancer Society's Choose You. Now, that's a web-based program that it's kind of geared towards women, but anybody can go to it, and there are goals and guidelines for things such as quit smoking, be active, eat healthy, those kind of things. Protect your skin. And you can go online and look at a program developed specifically for you and track yourself. And it'll also give you on that website when you should have and what checkups you should have at what times and what stages in your life.
Okay. So it's really interesting, all these things that you don't just put in information, you get information back that's for you. It's pretty amazing that that's happening. And people who love to work on the computer, this would be just right up their alley. Others would say, nah, that's not for me. But then there are other options. So, I'm sneaking a peek at your notes. It says cupcake.
Yeah. The American Cancer Society's theme has been the last couple years, more birthdays. And we've all seen the celebrities on television on the ads singing happy birthday. So last year we decided we wanted to play along with that theme and make it a fun birthday celebration. So I've had a giant cupcake made. It is just a sign. It's not actual food kind of cupcake. And our survivors will all be given a candle. And during their dinner that they have, during their private time, they will have that candle that they can sign their name on and put the years that they're celebrating of being a survivor. Then after the survivor lap, which is at 6 o'clock p.m., they will come to Smart Shop and place their candle on the cupcake.
Okay. So I'm guessing with the kind of participation you have, there will be lots of candles on that cake. And we've just covered a little bit, the Smart Shop and a few of those activities, but there's lots more. We'll be visiting more about that. So we want to thank you very much, Carla Akers, for visiting with us today about Relay for Life to be held June 24th. Until next time, here's a thought. We don't remember days. We remember moments.